A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Korea 360 on Money FM 89.3, a segment which looks at the Manpower segment here, your career and also lifelong learning. I'm Howie Lim. Now, we had the pleasure of speaking to our next guest exactly a year ago during our inaugural session of this segment. We're glad to be able to catch up with him as Money FM turns 1 year old. Paul Heng is founder and MD of Next Career Consulting Group Asia. Paul, thanks so much for coming again.
Pleasure, Gabi. It's good to see you again.
So what do you reckon? Career trends in 2018. Going into 2019, I suppose. Still surrounding tech, automation and upskilling? That's what we talked about a year ago.
About a year ago. I think things are not going to be very much different. If at all, the intensity is going to ramp up. So basically, I think the labour market itself is going to be staying a bit challenging for both job seekers as well as employers.
That's always been the case, it feels.
Yeah.
Or is it just surrounding the tech jobs that there is a lack of talent there, so there's a labour crunch?
I think there are a couple of factors, and one of them, of course, is the ageing population. As people, you know, from the baby boomers group, you know, kind of move out from the scene, they have problems trying to replace these people. So then,
but they're the millennials coming in too.
The millennials coming in, but the skill sets might be quite different.
Right.
So the challenges remain that there will be a talent war for people out there, especially on the tech sector. Okay, and a lot of things will be dependent on how things evolve in the next kind of 3 months. But I reckon that the next 12 months or so, things will be quite similar to 2018, where the economy remains uncertain, the world political scene remains uncertain. And of that, of course, you know, it brings impact to the businesses that we see here in Singapore.
Sounds like 2018, pretty much.
Very much so.
But then our labour market kind of came out of 2018 relatively unscathed.
I think so. I think employment has remained steady, has remained high. Retrenchment rate has remained steady, if not has fallen a little bit. So 2019, I see, of course, the continuous restructuring and with that comes the loss of jobs. But I think Singaporeans, by and large, need to continue to adopt a mindset of change, to embrace change and to accept it as a part and parcel of life.
The other big thing we talked about last year as well was upskilling. If that still means keeping up with what's happening overall as well, not just in your industry, right?
Absolutely. All right. If you look at things in the US and China, if you look at things in Singapore and Malaysia, I mean, you can see a lot of uncertainties there. So with that comes challenges. And of course, technology will continue to disrupt a lot of jobs. Mm. A lot of jobs will go away and new ones will come on board. So the need for us to stay kind of on top of things as fast as we can remains.
So how often do you think one should upskill? I mean, how long can one go without taking part in some sort of course?
Okay, I think that should never happen. I think the journey has to be a continuous one.
How continuous? Like every month, every day, if we had to put a hard number to it, Paul?
Good question. I think in the past, we used to talk about having a review of our career every 12 months, right? I think these days it's wise if we can actually do that every quarter. If not a quarter, maybe 6 months. So that could be some changes that people need to adapt in terms of their mindset.
So upskilling could be as often as that too,
every quarter, kind of thing, right?
And
the rate things are going, I think it's only smart of us to be on top of things.
The last time we spoke, we also talked about how self-management was also an important thing. You can't just rely on your HR department or your immediate supervisor to keep an eye on your career. You need to maybe take it into your own hands. Is there an improvement in this area, you think?
I think people are beginning to get it, okay? But I can see and I meet a lot of people who still think that they have a job kind of permanently, which of course may happen, but rarely happen these days. So the need for us to continuously be on the lookout, continuously to network and to upskill, reskill, unlearn, relearn, I guess remains, are we?
Talk to us about how perception's changing about contract work. It used to be, like we talked about, that people just wanted that permanent position for decades and decades.
Right. Well, permanency doesn't exist anymore. So the word that we use these days is regular employment. But even regular employment has become irregular. So the need for us to be more kind of accepting of contract roles, kind of there's a start, there's an end, that kind of situation. I think that needs to continue. If not, we have to, you know, kind of be more cognizant that this is going to be around for a long time to come.
We also talked about the stress that comes with change and how we can manage that. I mean, it's still the constant change, right? But the pace of change, that's what's changing as well, if I could. It's increased tremendously. Mm. How can we keep up and how can we maintain stress levels?
I think one of the foremost things that we may have neglected, actually, when talk about stress, actually is health. So be able to continue to maintain your health, not just physical health, but also mental health, emotional health, to make sure that you're in tip-top shape so that you can take on the challenges as they come. I think this is important for us to be able to manage stress. And of course, the other thing is to be able to adapt and accept change as a constant.
I don't want to say that it's completely the responsibility of just an employee, their health. Mm. The environment also plays a part too. And we're also hearing a lot about how companies are also recognizing that the health of their workers is important. Perhaps gym memberships, perhaps having a gym in the office building as well.
Right.
But what about its environment? Sustainability, making it more green, if you will, healthier for employees. Are you seeing more companies recognizing this?
I think every little bit counts. The sustainability part, I think by and large, is played for by the companies, by the employers. But as employees ourselves, I think it's also good for us to think about how else we can have a more balanced lifestyle. And a more balanced lifestyle doesn't necessarily mean it's just family and work. It's also yourself. Sometimes we forget that we also exist.
I think we forget that the most,
right?
Yeah.
Right. And then there's also the community. So if you're able to maintain a good balance, a good kind of a portfolio of activities, I think that will give you some meaningful life that you can live.
On a personal note, Paul, over at Next Career Consulting Group, how's it changed in the last year?
Well, I, as a person, because the company is me and I'm the company, right?
Yeah.
So I think for 2018, two key highlights for me. One of them was to be able to continue to play a small role in helping to grow the profession. Because I think in Singapore, the population of coaches is beginning to grow. But I think there's lots more room for us to have more coaches, more qualified and trained coaches. That's one. Secondly, is I've also decided to volunteer my time and expertise and network to an organization called the Alzheimer's Diseases Association, which helps people with dementia and the caregivers as well. So that gives me a good spread of kind of activities and diversity to help me maintain a quality lifestyle.
Exactly that balance we were talking about, not just about work and family and going home and just passing out after a long day at work.
True.
What do you think your hopes for 2019 are then in this regard?
For myself, of course, continued good health. For companies out there to be a lot more embracing of diversity in talent, especially those who have a little bit more experience, kind of to be more accepting of mature workers. And for employees themselves, I guess two things. One is continues to keep fit, to be able to manage the changes that comes, you know, kind of unrelentlessly.
And secondly, fitness-wise, you mean?
Health-wise, mentally, physically, you know, and so forth. And of course, the same song I sing, continue to upgrade, continue to reskill, continue to make yourself relevant, because these days it's more about employability, being relevant to the industry or to the world that we live in, rather than just having an employment. Because as they say, having a job these days can be an illusion, right? Here today and gone tomorrow.
So it sounds like the advice is pretty much the same as when we first spoke back in 2018.
Except that the pace has kind of quickened.
That's kind of sounding like a constant too. Pace is quickening.
Yes.
We must record this and then play it in 2020 as well.
Unrelentlessly.
If we could go back a bit, have you seen the coaching field expand as well?
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the need for more coaches, you said.
Yeah, definitely. I think the government has played a key role here again. I think they have expanded the opportunities for more people to come aboard as career coaches, because I think there's a need
because the need is there.
Technology has thankfully not impacted the profession too much. I think there's that
it's
much you can do.
Industry
it's really the people,
still,
right?
Yeah.
So you can't really have a AI or robot, you know, coach somebody. So that, I don't think, will be somewhat in the foreseeable future.
Oh, look at that. Lucky Paul, not in a disrupted
very
industry.
Very blessed. Yeah, true.
Paul Hing is founder and MD of Next Career Consulting Group Asia. We'll be sure to invite him back in a year from now. Nextcareer.net is where you can find them. Paul, thank you so much.
Thanks, Avi. Have a good year.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.